Okay, guys, this is a podcast about how it is to live in Venezuela. Okay, let's get started. Many people may be wondering what's going on here. I'll tell you something. The country seems pretty normal. If you walk to the streets, you can see that everything is like in any other place. So people go to work. People play, people do exercise, and it seems to be normal. But the problem is that, how to explain this? There's a lot of people who is unable to generate income. They are having a lot of troubles to find food, to fund basic goods. But then we have another part of the society, let's say it's about 10% of population, and they earn, let's say, income from abroad, and they can afford to buy anything they want. So you can go to the shopping center, and then you see these guys from China who work for the government, and they just take all the clothes from the stores. And talking about stores, there's something interesting happening right now. In other parts of the world, you go to a store, you take some clothes, and you pay, and you go out with your clothes in your hands, okay, so with your bags. But that is not happening right now here in Venezuela. You go to the store and the banks won't let you pay more than certain amount of money with your debit card, even with a wire transfer. So that's causing a lot of trouble. You have to go to the store many times to pay by little the total amount of the good you're purchasing, and it's pretty interesting. So I went with my wife to buy some clothes, and they gave us our goods 3 days later. They had to confirm the wire transfer. It's a mess, but that's what's going on here. And another problem I have noticed is that suddenly you don't have water. That's desperating because you want to cook, you want to take a bath, and you can't. You can't because there's no water. It's difficult. No. Another thing that's happening is in the countryside, electricity just fails 3 times a day, twice a day. So maybe you're working and your computer just goes off, you know, turns off, and you can't work. So it's terrible. In the other hand, it seems that some goods, if you earn money from abroad, I mean dollars or euros, or any other currency, it seems that you can take advantage of the situation and buy some goods below the normal price because we have extortion. So maybe with little money, what we call little money, let's say, for example, in the United Kingdom, £800 is little money, but with that very same £800 in Venezuela, you can do much more because we have a distortion here. And what else? Well, that's for now, the situation here in Venezuela. I think I'm going to make another podcast in the future about this. It's pretty interesting. I'll let you know about my next podcast, guy. Goodbye.